This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Carson's off on vacation till the end of the week. So I've seen pictures of him like at different beaches.
I'm happy for him.
I know. I think he's really getting out. Just taking some time with
the
fam.
Go sit on the beach.
Yes, indeed. So that. And you guys, if you missed this, we did this last week. Annie's Matt Talk. Mm-hmm. So if you've got something going on today in your life, Zoom call, interview, watching the kids, whatever the case may be, and you just need to be hyped up a little bit, 8:15 this morning, I need you to be here. I need you not to miss it because it will be a game changer for you. It's good. Just like the Good Vibe Tribe.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. There are people in this world doing good work and we are here to celebrate them. So don't worry about a thing. Nah. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
So Lowe's, the big store where you go buy garden hoses and things, is looking out for employees once again with a new round of bonuses. They just announced another $100 million for full-time hourly workers, part-time, and seasonal workers. This follows previous bonuses and a pay increase of $2 an hour for associates during the month of April.
All right, Lowe's.
Lowe's has really showed up.
Because
this.
I think people have been... It's easier for them, too, because people have been shopping there so much.
Yes.
But I think that's really wonderful.
Yeah, the big box stores, like the hardware stores, are really going to boom.
Yeah, you're not lying.
Apparently, everybody wants to fix their house when they're stuck in it all day.
Yeah, you're sitting in it. You're seeing all the things wrong with it. You're like,
I go to Home Depot once a week.
Yeah.
Seriously. A 14-year-old in Colorado went viral last week after he broke the speed record for solving a Rubik's Cube while jumping on a pogo stick.
No.
How? Why not?
Now he's offering free Zoom lessons to teach you how to solve the Rubik's Cube in under 3 minutes.
I'm in then.
This was a very big thing when I was young, when the Rubik's Cube came out. And of course, there was no internet.
Yeah, no one
to
had
look.
Smartphones.
You had books.
Right.
It was a book that taught you how to do it. And then we just took a screwdriver and took it apart and put it back together again.
Stop.
No, you pop one out and then you can pop them all out and then put them all back. And then we're like, I'm done.
I did it.
We were cheaters. you can sign up at cubingawaycorona.com and he's accepting donations for No Kid Hungry.
Oh.
I saw this story and I think it's great if you guys want to do this at your home. So mail carriers, delivery people, a lot of people coming and going from your house, I'm sure.
Yep.
And it's hot as blazes outside. So here's a great idea. Someone in Missouri has been leaving a cooler on their porch with cold drinks.
Love.
So, you know, if you're one of those people that has a lot of people coming and going, stick a little cooler out there. Put some water, maybe some Gatorade.
Yes.
Our lovely midday girl, Erin O'Malley, has been doing that in summers for the last couple of years.
Because she's amazing.
She's the best human alive,
She really is so kind, we don't deserve her.
No.
I'm serious. A World War II veteran from Pawtucket got a hero's birthday celebration over the weekend. He celebrated his 93rd birthday with a parade. He served in the Navy during World War II. He is the last surviving member of his ship. His daughter, Susan, said she organized the parade for her dad and calls him her hero, said that she nearly lost him a couple of weeks ago, but he's still here. And he had a beer in his hand for this special day.
That's my guy.
That's the one thing about all these folks who are nearing 100, always got a beer in hand.
Yeah, because why not?
You ask them how they live this long, they say beer,
the
bacon, woman, Marlboro Reds.
The woman was in the hospital bed saying, give me a Bud Light.
It might be your last one, you might as well have it.
IV out of my arm and give me a cold one.
How'd you live so long? I hated jogging.
And we've seen a lot of principals do this over the years, sort of make up a song of their own to try and, you know, get school going, get the students behind them. And a teacher in Alabama decided to take MC Hammer's Can't Touch This and make it about COVID.
My coronavirus hits me so hard. All the teachers say, oh my Lord, COVID is stressing me. All the updates from the CDC, Lysol can't be found. I've looked all around this town. I've had no luck. And these are the things, huh, you can't touch. I told you, students.
You can't touch this.
You better pull that mask up.
You can't touch this.
It's the CDC, not me.
You can't touch this.
Hey, go wash your hands.
You can't touch this.
Fresh new rules and plans. Let's all be safe. Go wash your hands. So move back up 6 feet. You better not cough and you better not sneeze. Sanitation. Hold on, let me check your temp. Not under your arm. Like that. Like that. You're all clear. Go to the back.
Amazing.
Sanitation.
And it's got a video to go along with it.
That's so good.
You need a giggle today. Go on ahead and find that.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy, Mix 104.1. Carson on vacation. He'll be back on Monday. So right now you got the Three Best Friends show. And there's been a lot of discussion on this program about my vacation.
Yes.
Because while most people have things planned or someone who will plan them for them, I really, just on my own.
Mm-hmm.
And it's never really bothered me. I've gone many, many places on my own. I went to Dubai. I went on safari. I've gone to hedonism.
You have fun all by yourself.
Yeah. It's just easier for me to go alone. I had trip planned this year to go to Mexico with actually another human being.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to cancel that. And then I just spent, you know, I've spent the last literally 3 months trying to figure out what to do.
Yeah.
So yesterday I booked something. So I've decided I'm going to go camping.
Okay.
And at first I was going to go camping, you know, at this little place I've been before. It's sort of surrounded by a fence. You know, you feel safe. You're right next to another person.
Sure.
Whatever, whatever, whatever. And then when I went to go book it, they were booked, as were like three other places.
Of course.
Because everybody's going away because why do you want to sit home? So I finally found a place. It's way up in Maine, and by way up, I mean 5 hours up in Maine.
Oh, no.
Oh, they're different up there, Kennedy.
That shouldn't exist.
And it's a place, it's a company called Tenter, and basically, it's sort of like camping for people who don't have camping stuff and don't want to be bothered with it. So it's an area that somebody owns. It's like Airbnb for camping.
Okay.
They own the place. They set up one of those very canvas tents with the platform. They make for you a bed, an actual bed with bedding and all of this stuff. It comes with, you know, a fire pit, a campfire.
That's how the Kardashians would camp.
No, they would not. They would camp much better than you know, a thing to keep the tent warm.
Sure.
Some accessories that you might need for cooking and such, an actual bathroom. I mean, not flushing toilet, but a nice with a door.
Yep.
And all of these things. But as I said, it is 5 hours into Maine, and it is so far off the beaten path. The town doesn't even have a name.
What?
And I'm going by myself. And when I say I'm going by myself, I mean Elvis isn't even coming because he had already been planned to be in training that week because I was supposed to be on my family vacation.
So there goes your guard dog.
So there goes my guard dog, although he's not really much of a guard dog. But still... is this the worst idea ever floated?
So you're going deep into the Maine wilderness by yourself.
Yes.
Yes, this is the vibe I'm feeling as well, Dan.
Are you by a body of water? Because all the good slashers are by a body of water.
I am. I'm about 15 minutes from,
Kennedy.
From a place that has waterfalls and such.
So you're telling me we went from Mexico, beach, piña coladas, shooting tequila... A beautiful, beautiful ocean.
Yes.
Then we were going to do cross-country road trip, which was also going to be amazing. You were going to stop along the road. You were going to see these great national parks.
Yes. Yes,
and now we're in the middle of Maine?
Yeah. Well, when you can't leave the New England area, it kind of narrows your scope.
You're going to get Canadian radio stations.
If a Kennedy screams in the woods and no one's around to hear it, does she make a sound?
Oh.
And there's no... electricity, and there is no Wi-Fi.
So I can't even contact you.
Nope.
I'm driving up.
How are you feeling about it?
I'm really excited.
That's awesome.
You know, I figure I'll bring lots of books.
Yes.
They say that the star watching at night is unparalleled because you are in the middle of nowhere. It's really close to Canada, but obviously I can't go to Canada. But I've never been that close to Canada. And it'll be a fun road trip because, you know, I love a road trip. It's the best I could do with the hand that I was dealt.
Right.
And I really am happy that you're going. I'm happy that you found something. And I think that it's going to be good. But I'm just really scared.
Yeah, I've watched a lot of Friday the 13th movies, so maybe that's clouding my judgment.
I mean, I could drive into town every day and text you guys and let you know that I'm
I'd
okay.
really appreciate
just
that.
Saying,
selfishly, yeah.
I'm not saying anything's going to happen to you. I'm just saying you should wear shoes you're comfortable running in.
Yes.
Kennedy.
From the 781 Criminal Minds, starring Kennedy.
So, because this is your first time camping, right?
Or, oh, no, but it's my first time camping in the middle of nowhere by myself.
Okay, so you, yeah, without someone helping you.
Yes, 100%.
I want to make sure that you're up to snuff so you're safe because I care about you. So I went where I get all of my camping knowledge. I went to BuzzFeed and pulled up a quiz.
Perfect.
Oh, a quiz on camping?
Yep. BuzzFeed has a quiz on everything.
Okay, let's go.
I did a Harry Potter one yesterday. I got 6 out of 8. Question number one. What is the final proper step to extinguish a campfire? Is it A, drown with lots of water, B, stir with a shovel, C, drown with water again, or D, feel with the back of your hand to see that it's cold?
I'm going to say stir it.
Incorrect. So don't start a fire.
What's the answer?
It's feel with the back of your hand to see that it's cold.
Okay, I can do that. Thank you, Dan.
You said it comes with a campfire, though, so maybe they come around and put it out.
No, I'm a good fire maker, I guess.
You were a Girl Scout.
Oh, 100%.
Were you?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Oh, that's cool.
All the way up until 7th grade or something.
So she knows how to do most of the things.
Do you remember any of your Girl Scout training?
All of it.
Oh, wow. I was a Cub Scout, and I don't remember anything.
Well, all I really learned to do was make a fire and whittle and use a buddy burner, so it's fine. make egg in a hole. On top of a can that used to be a coffee can? No? Just me? Okay.
No. Your campfire spot should be at least blank feet from flammable objects.
Blank feet?
5, 10, 12, or 15.
5.
No, you're not doing good at this.
5?
That's so close to 5.
5?
Well, how do you keep your tootsies warm?
Kennedy, you can't be 5 feet away from the fire.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm 5 feet.
Which type of material is not suitable to create a fire with? Kindling, fuel, Bumble, or Tinder? Two of those are dating apps.
Yeah, I'm confused.
Fuel.
Wrong. It's Bumble.
Okay, that's just stupid. Bumble? Oh, I see, because Tinder. Go ahead.
Oh, you'll keep going? Because this isn't good for you.
That's all right.
True or false, fire is made up of heat, fuel, and nitrogen.
Yes.
Wrong.
There's oxygen in there, too?
Fire is created by heat, fuel, and oxygen, not nitrogen. You're going to do great in 5 hours deep in the woods of Maine.
Well, I'm learning now, Dan, so
yeah,
I won't have to worry about it later.
We're prepping you, that's all.
You're going to come back like with a Maine accent, like a flannel. I'm just picturing it.
There won't be people around to help me understand what a Maine accent is.
You'll still transform into one. I know you will. If you're that deep, you come back different.
I was going to go buy some flannels.
Yeah, have you ever been that deep in Maine? The people are
just
different.
Just once. I went white water rafting and skydiving there, but...
Oh, you better hope there's no one around.
Oh, Kennedy. From the 508, Kennedy, we go 4.5 hours into Maine where it takes 45 minutes to get phone service. You may even see the Northern Lights. Okay!
Oh, that's cool.
We need to get walkie-talkies.
I'll figure it out.
Yeah. All jokes aside, you're going to have a great time, and I think it's awesome.
I'm so scared.
I'm supposed to be back Thursday, so just...
pit.
All right, guys. Eddie's going to drive all the way to Maine. Like, I was just in the neighborhood.
Just seeing if you're okay.
Hi. I brought some Trulies.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
It's Carson and Kennedy, Mix 104.1. Carson taking a little bit of vacation. He'll be back on Monday. And Elon Musk is... Well, he tweets stuff.
Yes. all the time.
And last Friday, he tweeted, aliens built the pyramids.
That's not obvious, Elon.
Which was retweeted more than 84,000 times. And an Egyptian archaeologist by the name of Zahi Hawass responded in a short video in Arabic, basically saying, your argument is a complete hallucination.
Your argument is stupid. You are awarded no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
I mean, he does say he tweets after taking Ambien a lot, so.
Oh, just, Elon, you're so smart. Just keep sending people to space. Don't do the Twitter anymore.
And I'm surprised you don't get behind aliens built the pyramids. That sounds right up your alley.
They didn't build the pyramids. I just want aliens to be my friends, but don't take that away from the Egyptians. Don't do that.
All right, let's get to the dirty.
Oh, that's the wrong thing. Let's try this one.
Like, I've been wrong all morning. Please tell me I wasn't right again.
She's got the Hollywood hookup.
I'm going to break down right here, right now.
It's the dirty.
That's
right
on my bad.
Right on the edge.
Yeah, that's showbiz, baby.
It is indeed. All right, so the Ellen DeGeneres Show is winding down its summer hiatus. And producers on Monday are addressing with staff accounts of workplace misconduct, which are currently being investigated by Warner Media and a third party, as we discussed earlier.
Yes.
An increasing number of allegations have come to light. Questions are mounting how DeGeneres' show and her carefully crafted public persona will be affected. Senior creatives and producers are back at work this week. 140 or so personnel at Ellen will gradually be returning in stages following the break. And that investigation is still ongoing, and they'll be interviewing those people. Of course, if you haven't heard, the probe comes in the wake of several reports of mistreatment and misconduct, including a mid-July BuzzFeed investigation that surfaced allegations of racist behavior and intimidation on the show. And in April, Variety reported on the outrage amongst the show's crew members over the pay reduction, lack of communication, and poor treatment of producers. If you'll recall, she got a third party to do all the stuff from home and just basically said bye. Let's see. A new season of Ellen is scheduled to premiere on September 9th. Another show, Game of Games, that she hosts is headed back into production the week of August 24th.
Wow.
So how this will impact the viewership in the fall remains to be seen. And there's a guy by the name of Danny Duraney. He's an entertainment publicist. And he said he's been hearing of stories of DeGeneres' alleged behavior for years, including from those who worked on the show. He said, I think Ellen has a problem with reading the room lately, in reference to her broadcasting from her big mansion, calling herself quarantine a prison, and the criticism she received after sitting with George W. Bush a year ago. He said she has an image problem that's going to need some work to salvage any kind of momentum that she has earned over this time and any kind of positive reputation she has. There's a lot of negativity surrounding her and her show, and it starts by offering a better apology and taking ownership of what's been done.
There was so much on Twitter yesterday, like, who's going to replace Ellen? Who's going to replace Ellen? And, you know, there was, like, some serious ones. But my personal favorite, I don't know if you guys remember New York from Flavor of Love, Tiffany Pollard.
How do you forget?
There was a whole campaign to get Tiffany Pollard to replace Ellen, and I, for one, stand for that. I loved New York.
Was it just you and Tiffany Pollard in the campaign?
Maybe, Dan, but that's neither here nor there. But yeah, I
don't see her like being gone this
I don't
season.
Either.
I think I she's too much of a powerhouse where...
Yeah.
But something's going to happen. There's going to be a shakeup.
Something, and I feel that she, on her first show back or something, might say something.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Can't be Jerky McJerkface for 20 years.
That's right.
Get away with it. Something should happen.
But behind every woman is another good woman, and that woman is Portia de Rossi, and she has spoken out on Instagram thanking fans for their support and asking to spread the hashtags #IStandByEllen and be kind to one another.
Mm.
I don't know what'll happen there. So, Annie.
Yes, ma'am.
Oops. Missing the story here. Sorry. So there's a comedian by the name of Brian Callen.
Yes.
And you may or may not know him. He's on the Goldbergs right now as the coach.
He's on a lot of podcasts.
And he's a stand-up comedian.
Yep.
And
I think he's funny. World.
Last week, four women came forward to the Los Angeles Times claiming he was sexually inappropriate with them. One woman accusing him of forcing her to have sex with him in 1999. He has flatly denied the claims, and here is what he had to say.
I never thought in a million years that I'd be sitting here defending myself against something I did not do 21 years ago. So this is me saying that I categorically and absolutely deny all the allegations against me. I wanted you to see me say that. I didn't want to post some stale statement. I wanted you to hear that come out of my mouth.
He said, I know the truth and I can hold my head up high, remain true to myself, my family, my audience, and know that I will not allow the cancel culture to subvert what I know, as importantly, what they know is the truth.
Yeah, I mean, he's really passionate in that clip, and I never want to discredit anyone coming forward, of course. I think that that is bravery within itself, and we've seen it so much over the last couple of years, which I think is amazing.
Yeah.
And you and I were having a conversation, Kennedy, this morning, and I know that he runs in the same circle as Chris D'Elia. And that's, I'm not saying by association he's guilty. It just, it's like if one friend is behaving that way, you get a little suspicious if that's the behavior of your friend group.
Yeah. So I don't know what will happen next, but that is as far as that story goes right now.
It sucks when everything gets so muddled and you just don't know what to believe.
I know.
Because it's supposed to be innocent until proven guilty, but with the court of public opinion, that is just not how things work.
That's true. So, excuse me, as soon as I get more information on this, I'll let you know if anything happens legally or whatnot. So, got good news, bad news for Bruno Mars fans, Annie Dow.
What?
He seems to be working on new music,
yes,
according
he does.
To a new tweet. However, it doesn't seem like he's having very much luck. He tweeted, "Sometimes I get so frustrated writing music. I look in the mirror and I say to myself, I should have been a model."
He should have been. He's perfect.
Aren't models tall?
That's okay. Don't gotta be.
Ouch.
I'm just asking.
He is a little boy. Small man.
Do you ever look in the mirror and say, should have been a model?
To me? Of course.
No, I look in the mirror and say less good stuff.
I know. However, it sounds like he's serious about that model thing. He tweeted, "Yo, Rihanna, I'd like to submit some of my headshots for your Fenty Skin campaign. I just took some new ones that I'm really proud of."
He would be perfect for that. He has buttery, perfect skin. Have you seen him?
I've seen him, Annie.
Okay, Rihanna's going to get him in the campaign.
That would be so great.
Next round of photos is all Bruno.
That would be so great.
But imagine how cheesy Bruno's headshots are. Like, I just picture him like that.
Like a glamour
ding!
Shot?
Yes.
with the lighting and the filter.
Yes.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy, Mix 104.1. It has become, we've become so divisive as a people.
Yes.
You know, fighting over things like masks and the virus and
everything
parking
spaces. Politics.
And you name it, it's happening. And we are here to take all that and scrub it away and just give you some energy this morning.
Yes.
Give you a positive way to start your day. Instead of starting your day like, wah, or stubbing your toe or whatever the case may be, there's no coffee. It doesn't matter because Annie Dow is here with Annie's Matt Talk.
Are you having a bad day?
Well, we're going to turn that around for you, aren't we?
Do you not want to get up this morning?
Your feet are going to hit the floor when you get out of that mattress. It's going to be a great day. Let's go, baby.
Do you think you're a bad mom?
There's no such thing as bad moms. Don't ever say that about yourself.
Is quarantine getting you down?
Well, not anymore.
Do you not know what to wear for that Zoom call today?
No matter what you wear, you're going to be the baddest girl on that Zoom call.
Well, we've got the answer. Annie's Matt Talk. Call us now at 617-931-1234. And our resident Matt Talker and one-woman hype man, Annie Dow, will clear away any doubt of how fantastic you are.
You need a hype man? You need a hype woman? I'm here for you. It's Matt Talk. It's me, Annie Dow. Let's go.
We're going to turn that frown upside down with Annie's Matt Talk.
So you get what happens here. You give us a text, give us a call, let us know why you need a little bit of a push this
That's
morning.
That's a good boost. Open.
And Annie Dow is going to be here to make it happen. So first of all, we've got Emily. Emily, why do you need Annie to Matt Talk you this morning?
I have to tell my employees I have to cut hours.
Okay, Emily. Well, I know that you may feel like the bad guy right now, but you are not. You are cutting hours, but with that time that they're not going to be spending at the salon, they can be spending with their family, with their friends, doing that these things that they haven't been able to do. So you have to take that into consideration, okay?
Okay.
You feel a little better?
That helps.
No?
I do.
No, you do. All right,
I
great.
Do. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Emily. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Wow, you spin that one.
Hey, this is Mix. Who's this?
Hey, this is Kevin. I'm trying to get hyped up by Annie Dow.
All right, Kevin. Why do you need to be hyped up today?
Well, I'm a Marine Corps recruiter out here in Boston.
All right.
Let's go,
so,
big Kev.
My sweet Kev used to live down here with his beautiful wife, Andrea. They came down for 4th of July. They stayed at my house. And then he decided to leave me to go to New Hampshire. I don't know why he would ever try to do that to me. Kev is so good at his job. He finds these young men and women and brings them in and shows them the way of the world. He brought me Marine Corps swag, Semper Fi, baby. I got a drawstring backpack from him.
All right, let's go.
If you need a man to show you just the way it is to be in the Marine Corps, Kev is your guy.
Let's go.
My man. I would lay my life on the line for Kev.
Oh, I'm about to sign up. Do you recruit fat 31-year-olds? Hoorah!
You know what? We can make it happen.
Thank you so much, Kevin. Be good.
Thanks, Annie.
Bye, Kev.
Whoo, I feel hype.
I miss him. All right, Annie, I've got Amber from Drake It on the line. She has an interview presentation today. Does she got this?
Amber, is that even a question? Are you kidding me? You are going to crush that presentation. That interview doesn't even match up compared to you. You are going to dazzle these people with that presentation. I can see a laser pointer in your future. I see that for you. They are going to be amazed, wowed, all of it. You're going to absolutely crush it.
Yes!
Oh.
Yes! Yes!
Someone's
Thank
getting
you.
A raise today.
Yes!
All right,
yes.
Amber, go get them.
Thank you.
All right, bye, hon.
Bye.
Bye, Amber.
Annie, can you hype up our girl Ellen heading to work at the child care center?
Ellen, baby, I worked at a daycare for about 10 years of my life. I wiped butts for 12 hours a day.
Yes.
You guys are the best kind of people. You take those sweet baby angels from infants all the way up to 5 years old, I'm guessing, and you make them you make them feel like they're your own, and you change their lives. You guys really, you help these parents out so much, and I know this has been such a difficult time for you, but you are coming through, and you're coming through better than ever. These kids need you. We need you. We love you.
Yes! Whew.
Thank you. Woo! Have a good day.
All right. Go wipe a good butt today. Bye now.
Children are the future.
Thanks, bye.
Tell us a little bit about why you need Annie. Annie's Matt Talk this morning.
My daughter Annabelle is going to the dentist to get some cavities filled, and she needs a little pep talk.
All right. Should we put it on speakerphone there so she can hear you?
Yep, we're on speaker.
All right, Annie?
Well, first of all, Annabelle, I love your name. That's what my friend Dan Breslin calls me here. It's a beautiful name.
It's
and
true.
Second of all, you're getting some cavities filled? Everybody gets cavities filled. The dentist is going to fix you up beautifully. You're going to be fine. They put this cool little laser thing in your mouth that's going to go right into your tooth. You're not going to feel a thing. And then you're going to have beautiful, bright, new, shiny teeth, and you're going to be able to eat whatever you want. Just maybe don't go back to the candy yet. Take a little bit of a break. But it's going to be awesome. And then I bet Mom will take you out afterwards.
Hey.
Sorry, Mom. I put that on you. But but Annabelle deserves it.
Yes, she does.
Annabelle, how do you feel now?
A little better.
A little better?
Oh, wow.
It's going to be fine, honey. I promise.
Annabelle, you're going to be absolutely fine. I promise you.
They give you lots of stuff so you don't feel anything.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
The dentist isn't scary. We promise.
No. I have to get four of them on Thursday.
Do you need to give her a pep talk?
I'm an old hat at the dentist. Unfortunately, I go there once every 6 months. But Annabelle, we hope you have a great time. Well, as great a time as you can at the dentist.
Yes, it's going to be fine. They're going to make you feel so much better. And you're going to have the best day afterwards.
Yep, we're going to have a good day together. You and Mommy.
You're not going to camp.
You're not going to camp. You're right.
Here you go. You get to spend the day with Mom.
Well, let us know how it goes tomorrow, okay?
Okay.
All right, honey. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Oh, my God.
She's so sad.
I want to hug her.
I think you did it there. I think you did it there in the last one.
Annabelle.
I think that was a hard thing to do, but I feel like she's walking away feeling a little bit better about her day.
Annabelle, you're going to be okay. I promise you. I wish I could hug you. I love you so much.
Well, in these challenging times, there is no hugs, but virtual hug, most assuredly. All right, so this is something we're going to do, I think, on a fairly regular basis, because I think it just makes everybody feel good, except for 401 saying too much energy.
There's no such thing as too much energy, 401. Maybe you need a little Matt talk. I love you, too.
Oh, kill them with kindness, Annie.
It's the way of the world, dude.
Get them Twitter fingers going. People think they can say whatever they want.
Mm-hmm.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. So we have seen some twists in Bachelor history. Season 11, when Brad picked no one. Season 13, Jason picked Melissa and then dumped her and married Molly.
Ah.
Allie picked her career over Jake. And let's not forget when Colton jumped the fence. However, it looks like Claire Crawley's upcoming season is saying, hold my beer. How you ask? Like there might be not one, but two bachelorettes in one season.
Yes.
Sources in the know explain that Claire fell in love with one of her original suitors after the coronavirus pandemic delayed production in March. One of her potential guys found a way to get in touch with her and they began talking. And this was before the recast, right?
Yes, I believe so.
So they had a set of gentlemen.
Yes.
But then America felt it was very young, considering she was 39, and it just was stupid.
Oh, like, they had a bunch of 22-year-old dudes.
Why not have somebody more age-appropriate?
Just
because,
what
you
they
know,
usually cast.
Life.
Yeah.
So they recast that, but that didn't happen because of the pandemic. So they said by the time filming actually began on this new season, they were already in love and no one else stood a chance. And it became so obvious from her subsequent few dates that her heart wasn't in it and she just wasn't feeling it. And she said she wanted out. And Annie even heard that she was locking herself in rooms and not coming out.
So producers were, or whatever was, the people that were saying it were saying that producers were like banging on the door being like, Claire, you have to come out. They were 12 days into filming. 12. And she was like, I'm not doing it. I'm out. I'm already in love with this man. I don't want to do this. Which,
wow,
I kind of love. I'm not going to lie. Like, that is such a power move to be like, you know, I mean, I don't know who falls in love that fast, not judging whatever
people on
think.
The Bachelor.
Yes.
And Kennedy.
But the fact that she was like, I'm not going to fake this for your television show. I love this man. I want to be with him. You need to figure out what to do with another person.
Or
good
she
luck.
Just kind of got caught up in being in love really fast. And it's not like standing up for whatever.
She also did this on Bachelor Winter Games. She also fell in love and got engaged to a man, I think, in like 3 weeks. So this is pretty.
Okay, so this is a precedent.
Yeah, it's pretty normal for her. But
so, one more time, this guy isn't in the house right now with her.
No.
This is the old guy from the first cast.
Yeah, so he must be 22 years old.
Oh. Hey, good for her.
So what is the replacement? Bachelor Nation fan favorite, Tayshia?
Tayshia, yep.
Tayshia Adams. So far, nothing from Claire, but she has hinted at the news. If you notice that she recently liked a tweet about Tayshia potentially joining the show.
And Tayshia is awesome. She was so good. She was on Colton's season, and it's kind of funny because she said how bad of a kisser Colton was. So he tweeted yesterday, like, I hope you find a better kisser, which I just love that.
So will they keep the same dudes, you think?
I think that they, so the people that Claire had already sent home, whatever, however far she got in, like whatever couple dates, I think that they'll ask some of them back because Tayshia's a little bit younger than Claire. But I hope that they still maybe get. I also saw that they cast like 42 dudes just in case that some tested positive for COVID-19, just as like replacements.
Oh my God, this is just, it's enough.
But I love Tayshia. I'm so excited, and I can't wait to see Claire fall in love with this person.
I just can't wait till it starts again so we get Annie's obsessed. I've been missing it.
All of the tea.
Kanye West has done something that Joe Biden has not, named a running mate.
Oh wow. Now I'm interested.
Yep.
Of course, he wanted Jay-Z, but
no.
But Jay-Z was like, yeah, let me stay 100 feet away. Set.
The lucky one is the original choice, Michelle Tidball. She is a preacher and a biblical life coach from Wyoming. He listed Michelle on paperwork for his ballot spot in Arkansas and Vermont. He's also able to run in West Virginia. However, he will not make the ballot in Kansas, Nebraska, New York, and Maryland.
So there's no way he can win. Correct.
Not in the least, but he could pull votes in those states, yeah. Which, in my opinion, is a terrifying thing to happen.
Yes. I'm really interested to see how all this plays out.
I just hope it doesn't.
Yeah, kind of. So, I'm going to tell you about a guy. His name is Jonathan Chabon. Chabon.
I think it's Chabon.
Whatever. Anyway, he is a Kim Kardashian best friend. If you watch anytime Keeping Up with the Kardashians, he was there. I think initially he was like their stylist or hairdresser.
Yeah, like the early seasons, he was like just Kim's kind of like right-hand man. I think like maybe an assistant.
Yeah. And then he got famous enough on his own, as you do being Kardashian adjacent. And then he decided to change his name to Food God because he became one of those people on Instagram that takes pictures of his meals for a living.
And the restaurants.
For a living?
Yeah. For a living.
The restaurants, I hate Hollywood.
The restaurants will pay you too.
Dan? If you started on your Instagram page posting photos of maybe the meat that you smoke, or maybe, I don't know, but I would watch. I would be interested. If I was a business, I'd want to invest. I'm just saying.
My roommate from college was Mozzarella Matt, and we went around and raided mozzarella sticks around St. Augustine, Florida. It was great.
However, Food God claims he had a gun pointed at him this weekend, and he's out hundreds of thousands of dollars after a crook made off with all of his bling. He was robbed at gunpoint Sunday night in Englewood Cliffs, New Jersey, where he's hanging with his mom and his friend. John and his mom were at a mall earlier in the day and afterward just went over to the friend's house. All three of them were out in the front driveway when a young man walked up and asked for the time. Jonathan felt something was off and told mom and friend to go inside. But by then, the guy had pulled a gun and was on them. So Jonathan told the cops that the guy moved the group between two cars to trap them. And then he pointed the gun right at Jonathan's mother's head. Jonathan said, the guy, take anything you want. And he ended up taking his watch, which is worth about $250,000. There was a second gunman on the scene, a larger man who was standing watch. Eventually, neighbors heard the commotion and came out to see what was going on, which scared off the guys who made off together on foot. I understand he went to the police, Jonathan did, to do a police sketch of the guy. So they have that. And that's all I know at this time.
So weird to me.
Yeah.
Like coming up in a drive, you know what I mean? Like
it'd be easy enough to follow him. People who post on Instagram every 10 minutes, you know exactly where they are.
Oh, absolutely.
And he is very flashy with his stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, this is
because he probably did not pay for that watch. Richard Mille probably gave it to him.
Yes. And this is
not to make light of what happened to him.
Of course.
But In any event, I don't know anything else at this time, but as I know more, I will let you know.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.